In this video, I'm going to share the three pre-qualifying process, how we close $2 million a year from my concrete company. We close 4 to 6 jobs a week on average, just purely residential. I don't do any commercial, so I hope this helps you. That first step for the pre-qualifying process we do is we get a budget range, or we let the customer know the budget ahead of time. There's nothing more frustrating than going out to see a customer and you give them a price, it's $10,000. And then they hit you with the, okay, that's out of my budget. I only have $4,000. Well, fuck, I just wasted my time. There's nothing more frustrating than that. And so it got to a point where I needed a system where I can weed out clients. So imagine if you only meet with people who already have the money. It's so much easier to close. And so the way we do that is we use Google Earth for one. Because on Google Earth, people will, they'll let you know their square footage or what they want done. Say they want a driveway done. You can actually go on Google Earth. It's free. You can measure. They have a measuring tool on there. So you can see the square footage of their house, of their driveway that they want replaced. Now I know if it's 1,000 square feet, sweet, I'll let her know. Okay, if it's 1,000 square feet, Mr. Jones, you're looking between $10,000 to $12,000. That's what I end up doing is I always give someone a ballpark price before I go out. And I like to give them a budget range too. I don't want to just say, okay, if it's 1,000 square feet, it's $10,000. So many guys fuck up and make the mistake of just giving their price for square footage like that right away. And then they lose the job because the customer is just going to call everyone else to see who can do it for a lower price. I like to give a ballpark range because this will also protect you. Because if there's different variables, if it needs more road base, if it's there's rebar in the concrete and it's a lot more difficult to break up and haul away, that's why I give a range. I don't say it's exactly $10,000. I'll say it's between $10,000 to $12,000. I'll give like a $2,000, $3,000, $4,000 range to protect myself. And then the main thing though, like when giving people a budget price is now they'll let me know. If I tell Mrs. Jones, hey, yeah, your 1,000 square feet, it's going to look between $10,000 to $12,000. I just like to give you ballpark prices before coming out. That way you have an idea. If that's within your budget, we can definitely meet. Are you available this weekend? And she'll let me know right away. If that's outside of her budget, sweet, I saved a trip. Or if it is within her budget, that helps me out a lot because now I'm meeting with someone that I know has money. That's so good for morale. That's so good for confidence if I'm just meeting with people that I know who have the money. This exact process is probably the biggest thing that's helped one of my clients in the coaching program, Connor, in Atlanta, Georgia. He did $400,000 before working with me for that full year, his first year in business. Second year in business working with me, he did $1.7 million. Look at that. That's a 4X because now he's not wasting time and he's only meeting with people who he knows has money. So that's that first part is the budget. Second part of doing the pre-qualifying process is asking the question, what is your timeline? There's nothing more frustrating as well as going to meet with someone and they aren't that jazzed up about buying right now. This has happened to you. You go give a quote, you tell them the price and they say, okay, we're probably going to do it next year. It's like, well, fuck, why did I waste my time coming out if you're not even doing it this year? To weed out the people who aren't serious about buying right now, I ask, what is their timeline? This also gives me the benefit of adjusting my schedule. Because if they say they need it done ASAP, okay, sweet. I might charge a little higher or I might do like a price drop on like if the job ends up being like $10,000, I'll tell them like, hey, I know you're trying to get it done right away. If you sign right now, we can fit you in right away. But you want to ask a timeline because that'll just help you out so you're not telling them that you're 2 months booked out and then they were looking for someone right away. Make that quick call on the fly of you moving your budget around, which I do. I'll put people towards the front of the line because usually we're 1-2 months booked out. But if someone wants it done tomorrow or be bumped up to the front of the line, I charge 20-25% extra than I normally would because they're on a deadline. And I also, I mean, it's going to fuck up my schedule. So I'm going to make sure I'm compensated for that. So make sure you're also charging for that. There's no problem charging extra for getting a job right away. I mean, every company does it. Look at Amazon. Amazon charges extra. You can do normal shipping or prime shipping and get it today within 24 hours. It's extra money, but it's well worth it. That's why people pay. People pay for speed. But I ask people their timeline, that way I can move things around on my schedule and you can know for sure. Now, those are two big things now that you're going out into the quote is the number one, you know they have the money. And now number two, you know they want to buy right now or buy next month after their cousin's wedding, which is this month or whatever. You have to know their timeline. That's the second big key point for pre-qualifying. And then that third thing for pre-qualifying leads so you can close 4, 5, 6 jobs a week for your concrete company is asking if they've already gotten other quotes. This is by far the biggest one that's going to help you out the most, is because you want to ask if they got other quotes. And if they say yes, you want to see, ask them, what do they like or dislike about the other contractors or the other quotes? There's obviously something they disliked because they didn't hire them right away. So there's something they're still looking for. You will use this ammo. So if they say there's something they did not like about the other contractor, I did not like that he's not using a 24-inch rebar grid. I do not like that he's only putting 2 inches of road base. I wanted 4 inches of road base. Whatever it is, you want to use this ammo, what they disliked about the other contractor, as why you're different. And then you also want to see what they liked about the other contractor. And then you could expand on it that that's what you do a lot of. They may say, oh, I liked this other contractor because his communication was fast. He got back to me right away. He had amazing reviews. Now that's where you can gas up your own company as well. It's like, oh yeah, here, I totally forgot to send you all of our 5-star reviews. Here, here's a page. Here's 20 of them. Also getting back to them right away, very quickly. That's because that's how you can sell yourself when there's tons of other competition in the area. Because like where I live, it's a saturated market. There's tons of competition. So if there's tons of competition, you have to be better at business to beat the competition. The best way to beat them is see what they're doing and do it differently or do it better. And so I like asking customers if they already got other quotes, which most of the time they have. And I like asking what did they like or what did they dislike, so I can compare. Oh yeah, I would never pour concrete without rebar. Oh yeah, I would never pour concrete with only 1 inch of road base. The way we do is way different, Mrs. Jones. These are all little things that you need to use because no one knows how to compare. Like no one, customers don't really know concrete. So if you just go on to a quote and you just blab about how amazing your company is, like no one gives a fuck. Like every contractor says they're amazing. You have to position it in a way to compare yourself. If you have a comparison, that's how it's a lot easier for people to digest what's different. It's the same as, so like imagine this. Imagine my girl tells me to go get makeup for her birthday. So I go to the store, I try to buy makeup, and they're going to sell me on every makeup, and they're going to say, oh, this is the best makeup, this is the best makeup, this is the best makeup. But if someone had a comparison, it's like, well, this makeup does X, Y, and Z, but this other makeup does this X, Y, and Z. Now, if they're comparing the two, I can make a better decision. Because just simply saying we're the best, it's just not very effective for sales. And that's why so many people don't close a lot of jobs. That's why so many contractors don't hit $1 million a year. That's why so many contractors, they complain that they have cheap leads. It's like, no, you don't have cheap leads. It's just you're not selling in a logical way. You have to have something to compare with. You have to have something where people can understand it easily. So I hope that helps. Those are the three steps. Is number one, add a budget, give it, let the person know before you meet with them the budget. Number two, ask their timeline. And then number three, ask if they got other quotes and whatever they liked or disliked about the other quotes. You use that as ammo to point out why you are better than them. And if you guys are struggling to get leads or grow your business to $100,000 a month, I have tons of other free content. Or if you want to know more about the coaching program, how I've helped 400 other contractors get to $100,000 a month, DM me on Instagram, ready, and we can go from there. But yeah, catch you guys on the next training. Peace.